Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, in which President Obama goes camping. It's an intense political discussion. We've heard a lot about Barack Obama's big tent politics, but much less about his little tent security habit. So it was with interest that I read a New York Times article this weekend in which I learned of the president's hitherto unknown to me interest in indoor camping. When Mr. Obama travels abroad, he takes a tent with him, even, I believe, to the UK, despite it being home to some close allies and excellent Outward Bound shops. This is not in case he blags a late ticket to the Glastonbury Festival, but in order to set up the tent inside hotel rooms as a secure place to read and discuss sensitive material. Apart from not being a tunnel vent type, the sort of tent he uses is not that important. The world's most powerful man, because Forbes magazine was wrong recently, cannot be seen crawling on his hands and knees into a tent carrying a hot cup of pot noodles. No, he must walk purposefully into the tent and into a tent large enough to have a small desk and a chair, preferably a leather swivel version. The only other requirements are that it should not have plastic windows and it should have noise-making devices fitted. This tent goes where the president goes, and that includes to NATO allies. This is another example of why the recent frothing at the mouth by the French and Spanish about the Americans spying on them was so much camp. I mean, cant. The bulk data access by the NSA to French emails, for example, was facilitated by the French, who at the same time were busy spying on the Americans anyway. Some of the most stringent anti-surveillance measures the Americans need to take are not when they go to India or Iraq, it's when they go to Israel. The tent idea was first pitched to Obama a few years ago, when American security officials became aware of how much the rest of the world had caught up on the surveillance tactics they'd perfected. Once you've found a listening device in a light bulb, or a camera in the room service tray, or you've heard perhaps of the new devices which pick up vibrations through glass, the voice makes the vibrations, the window vibrates, and apparently you can translate it into speech. Well, then you realise the way ahead is not to try and have conversations in the shower, but no, it's to sit in a thick tent with Miley Cyrus playing on the iPod speakers and some sort of equally irritating high-pitched squeak disguising your plans to bomb a remote village in Pakistan or to find out what Chancellor Merkel is having for dinner. This system has its pros and cons. You won't have to go far to find a flat surface, and your tent is near the bathroom and other facilities. But this can also lead to more people walking around your tent, which can be very irritating, especially at the end of exhausting 18-hour negotiating sessions. Walls and adjoining offices make excellent windbreaks, and ceilings offer good protection from the rain. However, after driving your pegs diagonally into the ground at an angle of 45 degrees, you may find some added charges on your hotel bill. That's Foreign Matters, in which you never know who's listening.